43. Leaning their backsides against the trunk of her car, Kelly Cruz and Larry Barnes stood and talked and watched the private planes land and take off from Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport. "You flew Florence Horvath up to Boston," Kelly Cruz said, "in June."
"Yes, sure, I remember last month."
"That would be June," Kelly Cruz said. Barnes grinned at her. He had a thick black mustache and longish hair and big aviator glasses and a short-sleeved white shirt, and his big silver wristwatch looked complex. Neatly across his right forearm, just above the wrist, was a tattoo that read, "Bad News." "Tell me about the trip," Kelly Cruz said.
"Mr. Darnell called, said he wanted me to bring her up, told me she'd be in touch to arrange the schedule."
"Darnell often do this?" Barnes's face didn't change, but somehow Kelly Cruz knew he was amused.
"Often," he said.
"With different women?"
"Often," Barnes said.
"Anything unusual about this flight?"
"She required Chris Stahl on ice instead of Krug."
"What was Florence Horvath like?" Kelly Cruz said. Barnes looked at her and she knew he was even more amused.
"How much of this is on the record?" Barnes said.
"Only the questions of fact. Did you take her? When? At whose request? Your opinions are between me and you." Barnes nodded.
"She's like about 200 other bimbettes I've transported," Barnes said. "Blonde, stupid, sure she was sexy. Asked me if I'd ever done it at 30,000 feet.
Kelly Cruz nodded. "And you left her in Boston," she said.
"Private terminal. Carried her bags in for her. She's pretty well fried. Gave her to the limo driver, got the plane serviced, refueled, came on home."
"Happen to know what limo company?"
Barnes shook his head.
"Nope, just a limo guy with a sign," he said.
"And you never went back to get her," Kelly Cruz said.
"No, I usually didn't. Most of the babes were one way. I'd fly them someplace and Mr. Darnell would sail them home."
"You know anybody named Thomas Ralston?"
"Fat guy thinks he looks better than he does."
"Well, I don't know," Kelly Cruz said. "I've never seen him. I'm helping out some police up north."
"What is this all about, anyway?" Barnes said.
Kelly Cruz smiled. "So you know Thomas Ralston?"
"Yeah, sure, I think so. Mr. Ralston. He flies a lot with Mr. Darnell."
"Where?"
"Ports, usually. Crew sails a boat somewhere and Darnell meets him there. I guess Ralston has the same deal. I never asked."
"Did you fly either of them up to Boston?" Kelly Cruz said.
"Not this year."
"Anyone fly with him?"
"Usual bevy of beauties," Barnes said. "They get drunk, do some dope."
"Sex?"
He shrugged and gestured.
"I stay up front," he said. "But yeah, I'd say quite a lot."
"And you know this how?"
Barnes looked at her for a moment with the expressionless hint of humor that he projected.
Trace evidence," he said.
"Thank you," Kelly Cruz said and closed her notebook.
"What'd they do up north?" Barnes said.
Kelly Cruz took a card out of her purse and gave it to him.
"Florence Horvath died up there under unusual circumstances," she said.
"You think of anything interesting, call me."
Barnes took the card.
"They think Darnell killed her?"
"I don't know what their theory of the case is," Kelly Cruz said. "I'm just asking questions for them."
"Actually, I'm thinking of something sort of interesting right now," he said.
"Not at 30,000 feet, Kelly Cruz said.
"Course not," Barnes said. "Who's gonna fly the plane?"